Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on May 21st, 2018 with the local band Bitter Sons. Thanks for listening. Our apologies for a few audio inconsistencies.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ TBD, and I'm jumping on the boards for a live in-studio session with local band Bitter Sons. They're here to talk about all the wonderful events they've got coming up this month and next month, and they're here to play some songs as well. This is the song Snow Waves by Bitter Sons. You are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and this is a live in-studio session. Thanks for tuning in. KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard the song Snow Waves by the local band Bitter Sons, who are in the studio with me right now, and we're just talking about the music and all this band has coming up in the next few months. Y'all have a lot of shows. I was looking up on your Facebook page and just lot and lot of shows all around the country coming up, so that's really exciting. Have y'all done a tour like this before?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's their first one.
It's our first one.
First tour ever? That's awesome.
Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. What made you decide to go to the states that you have decided to tour through?
Probably because most of the bands that we've played with locally are kind of from the Southwest,
that
you know,
region.
And we already have some connections that we've made there, and we just felt like it would be a first run for us. Then we've got planned in July. We're gonna do Midwest, then coming up in September, we're gonna do Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And I also wanted to ask, you're just putting out an EP right now, but are there any future plans? Are y'all looking to maybe someday in the future put out a full album? Or
maybe
we're sitting on a full maybe right now, actually, kind of.
Yeah,
we got a lot of material. We're just kind of focusing on this for now, though.
That's fair. Sure. Absolutely.
We're talking about going back and recording with Alan some more in July.
All right. Wonderful.
We're also moving end of July, so we're not going to be in Fort Collins anymore.
That's what it's looking like.
Oh, where y'all going?
Manitou Springs.
Oh, geez. All right. Yeah. So very south.
Yeah, very south, but easier to get. You know, cheap rent, touring.
Yeah, absolutely. So far from northern Colorado, but still within the state lines. I also wanted to ask what your experiences with the Colorado music scene have been like as long as you've been a band.
They've been good.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll start. They've been good. There's just not many bands that have the same genre as us, or even like... There's some sick metal bands. There's a couple cool punk bands, but like, it's all jam grass and that weird indie folk such. And I mean, no offense to it at all. It's just, it's not our thing. And it's been really hard to find like solid shows where we get people out, like with good bands.
I know that Colorado Springs has a really big punk scene.
Oh, yeah. Colorado Springs and Denver have been fantastic.
Right. Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. That's where all
Fort Collins has been too. It's just, there is no saturation of like, the kind of music that we want to affiliate ourselves with.
That makes sense. But the show that y'all are doing, the 9th, the punk off, kind of a congregation of the harder rock bands up here in northern Colorado. Are you looking forward to that show? Thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. Descendants have been my favorite band growing up since I was 14 years old.
Yeah, like listening to Milo Goes to College, like as a freshman in high school, that's probably the record that made me want to do punk rock.
Changed my life.
I have it tattooed on my leg. Like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This next song, which is called Just Give Up. If you wanted to talk a little bit about what this song is about before we get into it.
Doing what you want to do, not what like society makes you feel like you want to do. Not to be cliche, but like, careers suck, jobs suck, do what you want to do.
All right, fair enough.
Life's too short.
Absolutely. So we're going to hear this song right now by Bitter Sons called Just Give Up. You are tuned into 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, your local college radio station. You are tuned into 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thank you.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Just Give Up by local band Bitter Sons, who are here in the studio with me right now. And we're just talking about their music and looking forward to the future for them as a band. So you said earlier that your sound has matured in some ways. Could you get more into depth about how your sound has changed besides just being more immaturely mature?
We're not trying to fit our music into one specific category. Like this EP that we're about to release, it's super punk rock, you know, it's like a skate punk EP.
Mm-hmm.
But the other stuff we've been writing, it's kind of, you know, it's not, we don't have a genre that we're trying to this is what we have to fit into. This is what we have to be doing. We're just, you know,
we're fucking doing our own thing.
We're enjoying ourselves.
We're trying to do something that no one else has done before. I don't like being, when people come to me, it's like, oh, you sound like such and such. Like, I don't like that.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely sticking to your own sound, carving out a niche for yourself. This last song that we're going to be hearing is called Skate or Die. And I wanted to ask, you draw heavily on the skate culture of, you know, that kind of proliferates punk music in general. But what does skateboarding kind of mean to y'all individually? I've been talking to a lot of people, and it seems that skateboarding has a deeper meaning to people than I think the general public likes to realize.
Yeah, so much.
Fast, dude. Just like, I don't know, you can learn a lot from skating. Skating is just like, it's a good way to get your anger out, get rid of anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. And like, you can go to the park, beat yourself up, you can beat your board up, you get hurt, slam concrete, kind of puts you in your, I don't know. There's
a lot of life
about
lessons.
It.
It's kind
of
like,
yeah, a lot of life lessons.
Like commit
cliche,
and
right?
Like.
Absolutely. All right. So this last song called Skate or Die by Bitter Sons. You're listening right now to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard the song Skate or Die by local punk band Bitter Suns, and they have been in the studio with me this past half hour, rocking the place and having a great time. And thank you so much to y'all, Bitter Suns. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. I know it gets hot and sweaty and cramped in here.
You play in a garage. We're used to it, dude. Don't
yeah, absolutely. Where will the EP be available for streaming once it's out?
Find it on every major streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music.
This is where you can hear this band. And this has been a live in-studio session with Bitter Suns. Thank you so much for tuning in, for supporting not only your local college radio station, but the local music scene. Thanks for listening. This has been 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank the members of Bitter Suns for coming into the studio. My name is Haley Giustino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.